I think this song, this is all you, Paper. I think you and Mick did this in Mick's bedroom.
Or at least some recognition that I did it all on my own.
Yeah. I don't think we even. I think once we heard this, we were like, "There's no way we can do this with the band."
I know exactly where it came. And I remember where it came from. I was living in Dunleary, and I got that pedal, what's it called? Space Echo pedal.
Yeah.
And I had a reverb pedal, so I had two pedals in my house, and I hooked them up, and that's the first thing I started playing, because I'm really shit on the guitar, and I just had those two strings going, and letting the delay take hold. But it was another one that was written with that movie in mind. And it was, like, the name of the movie was Fishbowl City, and I already had the guitar part, and I already had an idea for the lyrics, but he told me what the movie was about, and I was like, okay, this is perfect. And I like being kind of there. This is a song, this is what the movie's about, and yeah. I just wrote it to that.
We're writing to a brief kind of
something that I can really relate to as well, you know. So
as well with this, it was the first one. There's a couple of them, I suppose. Top of the Hill is a little bit like that as well, where it just feels like it's just like a beautiful soundscape thing, and then just gradual build, and don't like it's only when the song stops that the build stops, and it doesn't it's not like a bass drop into another part or anything like that. It's just supposed to be tension up until the very end. And I like that device. I like it as a musical device.
As well, there's with Fishbowl City, there's no chorus, and there's no real structure to it. The vocal melody changes a bit, and the backing vocal comes in, but it's just really getting a song across without using any of the conventional tricks that you'd use to make a song kind of easier on the ear. It's just kind of, here's the song, here's what's happened, here's the story, and it just builds and builds and builds.
Yeah, it's kind of like just, you know, yeah, like a story put to music. You know, the story's dictating the structure of it.
Yeah. It sounded to me like, as you say there, Paul, it sounded to me like a poem with an atmospheric background accompaniment. The music is just adds that layer of atmosphere to it that is very haunting. And I think when I first heard it, I thought, this is incredible. And like Steve said, you kind of step back and you go, well, that's finished. That is just perfect the way it is. There's no point in adding anything extra to that at all. That's just as it is. It's perfection.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really, really great track. Fantastic track.
This is not your concern. In a fishbowl city.
I went into Mick's house, to his bedroom, and I was just going to record it as a demo for you lads, and then we could work on it from there. And we kept everything from that demo, all the vocals, the guitars. And yeah, Noel Healy does the backing vocal on it. And then the next day, Noel was going to go in and work on it to like put more bits, elements to it. And instead they left it and said, right, that's finished. And they did a lovely remix, which I think is superb. It's called the
Fish Food Remix.
Yeah, it's reprise or I don't know what it is. I think that's phenomenal. I still listen to that all the time, so.
That same thing that we would have talked about from the first album as well, like that idea that Rob had said, if you can't sit down and play it with an acoustic guitar, then the song isn't there. And that was just a real proof to me of how good the song is, that like the same thing as like going in and hearing it and not adding other stuff, is because you know yourself when you think, I can't add anything to this. If I'm trying to add something to this, it's just for the sake of it, as opposed to leave it be. You know, the song dictates where it's supposed to go. So whether it's lyrically or arrangement wise, and that's one where just need you and a space echo pedal and you're good to go.